the Gritty Growing Up Podcast. Because mental health conversations don't have to be uncomfortable and argumentative. Gritty Growing Up is about challenging the perceptions of childhood and recognising that whilst it isn't what it used to be, we can still make it positive. Join us as we share conversations, knowledge and strategies to help your family connect and move forward together. Welcome back to Gritty Growing Up. I want to talk to you today about why, when we set up Dandelion Training and Development, we used the tagline, stop ticking boxes and start changing attitudes. And it came from 26 years of working with children and young people and just becoming completely frustrated that we keep trying to cram children and teenagers and even young adults into these like square-shaped holes when they're star-shaped. And the dangers that arise when we do that. And I think there's a lot of stereotypes that exist in society at the moment that if a child has a certain label, then, you know, we're going to give them a certain amount of support, or they're going to be eligible for certain things, or they've got to meet thresholds for certain criteria. And the danger that we have with this is every single person on this planet isn't identical. And when we have those dangers, it creates this situation where people stop getting the help that they really desperately need. So having spent the last 10 years working in mental health and the last 26 years working with children and young people, I just repeatedly see so many young people completely dismissed from accessing the support, services, resources, guidance that they desperately need because they didn't fit a text box. Criteria. So for instance, I meet a lot of young girls that have a diagnosis of autism, but they're not getting a diagnosis because when they're in their settings, whether that's school, whether that's college, they don't demonstrate typical traits. And our current thresholds for diagnosing autism are still very male focused, and it's well known at this point that females who are neurodivergent don't have the same traits as males. And that creates this challenge because they can feel like they're going crazy. They can feel like they're imagining what's going on, or they get a misdiagnosis. So we know there's a huge quantity of young people, young girls who have been diagnosed with borderline personality disorder when they have ADHD. And the challenges that brings, because the stigma that we then create because they've been diagnosed with the wrong mental health issue, and then they're given the wrong support, and then they don't respond to that support because it wasn't the support they needed in the first place. And so there's this real issue that when we're tick boxing children and young people, and especially when it comes to their additional needs, when it comes to their mental health, we're just preventing them from getting the help that they need and therefore reducing their outcomes. And when we look at the systems, everybody's promoting, you know, better outcomes for children and young people, without identifying that the very thing that's preventing those is the tick box exercise that we do. You know, the tick boxes that we use in GP surgeries, that we use in schools, that we use in social services, that we use in CAMHS, that we use in mental health systems. That you must have 6 of the following 10 criteria in order to be diagnosed, rather than look at the unique individual sitting in front of you who has their own story. And I hear from a lot of people, well, you know, this is the reason that so many adults are now being diagnosed later in life. And I'm like, is it? Because actually most of those adults would not have got diagnosed when they were younger because society was very different. And I had a conversation only last week and someone said to me, do you think that there is more ADHD than there was sort of 20 years ago? And my answer was no. My answer is that society has changed an awful lot. And, you know, I was a 1980s child, and in the 1980s and 1990s, we didn't have any tech. We didn't have loads of TV channels. We had 4 TV channels. I remember when Channel 5 arrived. I always remember my teenagers when I was teaching saying to me, Nikki, did you have colour TV when you were younger? And I'm like, yes, I did. I wasn't that old. But, you know, we had 5 TV channels, and they didn't all start at the crack of dawn. And at the weekends, you know, shops were closed. We didn't live in this 24-hour society that we currently have. So those traits, in my eyes, were just managed better. Because we were out on our bikes and our roller skates, and we were, you know, climbing trees in woods and out like after school with our friends, and you know, parents were in a very different situation. Lots of families had at least one parent at home, so play dates and sleepovers at friends was a much more common thing. There was a lot more activity, you know, we had PE a number of times a week, whereas a lot of schools I sort of work with are only having one or two PE lessons a week. So we just had this very different world that actually, when you look at the fundamentals of supporting autism and ADHD, was perhaps just a more supportive system. So when people say, you know, were we naive? I'm like, oh, were we naive? Or did those traits just get more nurture and more support than they currently do? You know, when I was at school, I don't remember tons of pressure around SATs. I don't even really remember taking them. I don't remember having loads of pressure around GCSEs. I remember feeling a bit more stressed about my A-levels, but because that was what was next and the next step of my journey. Whereas I'm watching 12-year-olds fall apart already worrying about their GCSEs. And when we consider that those who are neurodivergent, their stress tolerance is so much lower, their ability to manage stress is very different, we have created a society that is full of stress. We've made people terrified of becoming bored, you know, because now everything's open 24 hours a day. You want to shop on Amazon at midnight and have your package arrive the next morning, you can have it. We've created a world where you can go to Tesco's at midnight. We've created a world where you can go and do anything you want on a Sunday, whereas I remember when all the shops were closed on a Sunday. So we had a lot more time with our family, with our friends. We had a lot more physical activity. We had a lot more rest. Our brains weren't stressed all the time because we had a lot more nurturing and holistic activities. So do I believe that there's more autism and ADHD? No, I don't. I do believe that we live in a less supportive society that has been created to ensure that you want 24-hour stimulation. And if you have ADHD, that means that anything outside of that feels really boring now. And that then becomes very counterproductive because ADHD is an aversion to boredom. And I believe that a lot of people with autism really struggle because actually they need that time to decompress and regulate, which they used to get, and now that they don't. So because we are on the go all of the time, it's further disrupted everybody's systems. And I'm sure that there will be some people who disagree with me. I'm sure there'll be some people who massively agree with me. And yes, we have learned an awful lot, but something I don't see enough of is the conversation around how society has changed and the impact that that therefore has. So we've now created a society where we're stressed all the time, that we're constantly out and about, that we're doing all these things, you know, that we've got tech coming out of our ear holes, and, you know, computer systems have been created by psychologists to be as addictive as physically possible. Our social skills have dropped. We have the highest level of loneliness being reported ever on the planet. And we now have a checklist that says, you must have 6 out of 10 criteria to be diagnosed with a mental health condition. And lots of young people being turned away from accessing the help that they need. And because we use so many checklists and we use so many specific criteria, but those criteria are not relevant to every person, we create an issue that those checklists are actually effectively discriminating against people. They're preventing people from getting the help that they need. And I appreciate that some people don't like diagnoses, but actually that diagnosis allows you to understand yourself, to understand your identity, to understand your needs, and to start working with them. So when we're using checklists that say, no, you're not, we might be delaying someone getting that diagnosis for another 5 or 10 years. And it's the impact that that has in those 5 or 10 years if I don't understand why I behave the way that I do, or why I react the way that I do, or I feel the way that I do. So I named Dandelion Training and Development as our motto, stop ticking boxes and start changing attitudes, because my mission on this planet, as far as I see it, is to start changing those attitudes. To move people away from, oh, they've just got a label, to understanding those labels and what it means and what help that requires. For people to develop a really in-depth understanding of mental health and how to support it, so that we can support the next generation to live better quality lives and have better outcomes on every single level. So I'm going to ask you today to sit with it. Are there any situations that you currently have in your world where you rely on a checklist in order to decide if someone does or does not require any help? Or perhaps you've been on the receiving end of one of those checklists and know how it feels. And if so, is there someone you could share this with? Or if you want to learn more, our Dandelion Conference is hosted on Saturday the 27th of April in Crawley, West Sussex at the Holiday Inn in Worth. And we've got a whole day of guest speakers who I know feel as passionately as I do about why we need to develop a better understanding and knowledge to support young people. So hopefully you will go and have a look on the website, dandeliontraininganddevelopment.com, grab a ticket, the last ones are remaining, and join us as we dive into mental health and why we need to stop ticking boxes and start changing attitudes. Have an amazing day, guys, and I'll see you very soon. Bye.
Stay safe, keep open-minded, and we'll look forward to sharing more gritty moments with you next time. If you want to up your knowledge in the meantime, head over to dandeliontraininganddevelopment.com.